morning conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be Lumber One.
Sandy McGee, the Interim Executive Director of Umpqua Valley Arts. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
What are some of the things going on with UVA these days?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy to be here because I get to tell everybody all the amazing things that are going on. If you've been paying attention to our Facebook page, you will know that we have right now a teen studio for young artists going on. And it's going to happen all through the month of November. We have one each month. In November, the youth are going to be painting. They're going to be learning to paint. What a fun thing to do. It's a traditional thing, but it's also kind of new ways of thinking about color and putting colors down on canvases. The youth are just going to have a great time, and we really invite the teens in our area to sign up for this. Don't miss it. It's so great, and it's in person at the Art Center. We probably have a couple of spots left, so I just really want to draw people to the website and let them know that they can still sign their youth up for the classes.
Well, obviously, for young people to have some kind of outlet with all the other things they can't do right now.
Absolutely. You know, the Art Center right now is all about what we can do. What can we do? And staff is always having that creative conversation. Yes, we can't have a ton of people in the building, but how can we still serve our community? And the teen studio is just one of the ways that we're dealing with how we can serve our youth in our community who have a great need. And, you know, Kyle, art is essential in all communities, and it really is a healthy sign. When you see a vibrant art center and people participating in that art center, no matter how small the town, no matter how big the town, it really is a sign of health for a community.
So what else is going on?
For goodness sake, there's so much going on. So I've got, right now, today is the last day to come and see Umpqua Plein Air exhibit. So we've got, you know, we canceled the event when painters come to paint in plein air in this area, the North Umpqua specifically. We canceled that due to the fires, but we still had an exhibition. We really wanted to celebrate Oregon landscapes. So that show, today's the last day. So you can still get onto our website and make an appointment, or give us a call and make an appointment to come in. These shows are going to go down, and that next week I'm putting up a whole new grouping of shows, and I'm really excited to let folks know that we're going to have a fiber art show in the Hallie Brown Ford Gallery. The Sakwa folks are back, and they have this incredible traveling exhibit called Habitat, and these are Kyle art quilts. They're very large-scale quilts, basically, that are in some cases expressionist paintings done in the same fashion as an expressionist painting. Also, very realistic scenes. They're all really handcrafted and quilted. And anybody out there who's really interested in this craft, please come to the Art Center. Check it out. Again, you can make an appointment. You just go to our website and you can make an appointment to come see us Tuesdays through Fridays. And then we've got in our corridor space Diane Williams. She's a local artist, and she is going to be showing her paintings in the corridor space. And I've got Walt and Sandy O'Brien, who do black and white silver gelatin prints, which are not to be missed. They're so gorgeous, done in that same tradition as Ansel Adams. These beautiful black and white prints by husband and wife, Walt and Sandy O'Brien. They hail from Eugene. Diane Williams is local. And then in the Red Door Gallery, we're going to be showing works from another husband and wife team, Cindy and Steve Kanegi. And Cindy does very experimental pieces. She is sort of doing printmaking with clay. It's really something interesting that I haven't seen a lot of, even as a gallery director, not really seeing, you know, I've seen a lot of things, Kyle, but I have not seen this kind of process. So I'm really excited to show their work. Those are local people. They live in Roseburg. And then in Gallery 2, which is our far gallery down the end of the hallway, Judy Hoyness is showing large-scale painting. So if you love painting, if you love quilting, if you love clay, if you love woodworks, because Steve Kanegi is a woodworker and a wood turner, you're going to see everything. There's something for everybody at the Art Center, Kyle.
Wow. You guys are, I know this has been a really challenging year for everybody, but I mean, just in terms of trying to do art and not just hide in a corner and go, well, I guess we can't do that now.
Yeah, you know, it's been challenging, really trying to find our footing when things really got knocked off of what would be our normal balance. You know, having people in the building, having gatherings, being able to come together is something that is essential in art. And really seeing work in person is really important. So that's why we decided, we knew we could keep people safe, keep it at a have a maximum capacity of people in the building. People are wearing masks. We have hand sanitizers throughout the building. We're really keeping as a focus, keeping our community safe at the same time, you should be able to experience life and art and have those moments when you're standing in front of a work of art that people have. I see it all the time, Kyle. It's this moment that happens with a work that really touches people. Art is a language. It's a different kind of language. It's a visual language that speaks to us in different ways. And so the Art Center is that conduit for self-expression and for people to have those kinds of art experiences.
So the new show begins, what, about a week away?
It starts November 6th.
Okay, and then how long will that probably be up?
That'll be up until December 24th. And that brings us into the holiday season, Kyle, where we are actually still having this year. You know, we debated because it's tough out there right now. I know numbers are spiking, and again, the Art Center is doing everything it can to keep people safe. But we decided that we will be having Handmade Holiday this year. So that will be happening between December 8th and December 19th, which we're drawing it out for 2 weeks. Normally we have it for 1 week only, and we're drawing it out for 2 weeks so more people can come over a longer period of time. And we will have beautiful handmade things at the Art Center. We will have ceramics, we will have jewelry, we'll have apparel. It's a beautiful show. It's an exhibit, but it's also wearable, functional art, gifts that you can give people that are unique gifts that really say to a person, I handpicked this for you. This is super special. And you're always going to think of that person when you drink out of that mug. We have this conversation every year, Kyle. It's like, I have that ceramic mug that I bought from Bob Johnson, and it's so meaningful to me. And so that's a beautiful gift to give somebody. So we really encourage people to buy local and to make sure that you're coming to the Art Center, making an appointment to come to Handmade Holiday this year.
And so to check all of this out from what you've just heard in the past several minutes, remind them about the website, Facebook, and all that.
Yeah, website is www.uvarts.com. And our hours of operation are Tuesday through Friday, 10 until 4 p.m. Feel free to go to our website at uvarts.com to make an appointment to come see us.
All right, Sandy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.